Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Happens.
Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast, and joining me today on this lovely, lovely day, is the one and only the hilarious Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing on this Tuesday?
Good. It's so pretty out there.
It's so pretty. I mean, I wouldn't know. I haven't been outside today, but according to the window, it's pretty. And I've got parrots outside, so that's fun.
Well, you have parrots outside?
We got some wild parrots living in the tree outside.
Oh, this town, I swear to God.
This people town.
Are just, it is this town, because people are like, I'm going to get a parrot. And they're like, whoops, I lost it. It's like some dumb hooker up in the hills, you know? Like, yes. Whoops, sorry. It's like, I got a panther for fun, lost it. I got a monkey, lost it. It's like the most random things wandering around here.
Exactly. And these parrots have a very... kind of actually annoying bird call. It's like a which is like not unlike a Bravo star.
Wait
for me. Wait.
They're all Cena. The parrots are all just Cena.
They actually sound like half the cast of
games,
parrot games. So if you hear that in the background, just know it's the local parrots just popping off on each other. The other thing I was going to mention, I had something I was going to mention that was vital. Oh, our Philadelphia show, our second Philadelphia show, those tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon Eastern. So don't miss your chance to get those because, I mean, who knows? It may sell out really quickly. It may not, but why risk it? Why be one of those people that's like a week before being like, oh my God, how do I get a ticket? Can you release more tickets? Just get them now. Don't risk it like a biscuit.
Yeah. Don't risk it, biscuit. I lived on a farm.
See, a biscuit is like a bread product, okay? And it's like a loaf, but it's a biscuit. And so like what you do is you like eat it. So that's when I say biscuit, that's what I'm referring to.
Not Triscuit now. They have those in the city, too. I was so surprised when I saw those for the first time. Also, we're doing a show on Gay Pride Weekend in San Francisco. Come to that.
Yeah. Yes.
That's going to be so fun, but people have to come. Listen, we are Gay Pride, okay? We're going to have our penises out and ready. I got a Taco Bell bodysuit to wear.
Yeah, exactly.
That Ben's going to wear. Ben's promised to wear it already.
And like I said, if you come to our show, you then get the ability to say, wait a second, I'm not homophobic. I went and saw Watch What Crappens on Gay Pride Weekend. So, like, that could really come in handy. You never know. If you're on a reunion, a reunion episode, it might happen. And you might need to say that. And by the way, let's not overlook Phoenix, which is just 2 days before the San Francisco show. So that's going to be exciting because we're going to be in Phoenix in the summer, but it's going to be a dry heat. So we're going to be okay.
Yeah, tell that to the poor people of Phoenix.
Maybe we'll,
I love when people say that. They're like, it's a dry heat. It's different. Like, I grew up in the dry heat. It was like Iraq heat, okay, in El Paso. It's like 100 and some, 10 degrees or whatever. And people are like, well, at least it's dry heat.
I'm excited to go back to Phoenix. I was there on a family vacation about a year ago. And we had so much fun. Actually, the number one thing I'm going to do in Phoenix when we go back there is I'm going to go to this Moroccan restaurant. I forget what it's called. But this guy made these date smoothies or date shakes that were like beyond. I'm just like counting the days to get date shakes and in Phoenix.
Oh yeah, those are good.
Oh, this guy did like a really, really good one. So,
and then you'll poop great. So everybody come to Phoenix. You'll see Ben talk about how great he just pooped after his date shake. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great content. That's why everyone should come. I think that's, I don't even remember the venue it is in Phoenix. I feel like I can look it up right now. Might as well be professional, right?
Yeah, if we don't know, just don't say it.
Well, we have all these venues. It's hard to keep them straight. The Phoenix one is at Stand Up Live. Yeah, Stand Up Live Phoenix. Yeah, watchwithcrappins.com.
We're going to be live.
Live.
Now, I have a confession to make before we start this Vanderpump Rules. Last night, my neighbor Brian was like, you want to go to the store? So that usually means like he wants to talk. So it's like, sure, you know. So we went to Whole Foods and I had 5 minutes left of Vanderpoop Drools. And I pressed pause, and then I was like, I'll just finish it tomorrow before the show. And then I turned it on today, and it was no longer on my little YouTube TV thing. So what the hell? So I didn't even get to see the last scene of Vanderpump Rules today.
Wow. Well, I'll be able to hold your hand through it. I can talk through it. It'll be okay. It was not tremendously dramatic, I believe.
Well, when they said, coming up on Jax Gives Everybody Scabs, it was Jax talking to his shrink. And she's like, oh, my God, you look like you're crying. And I was like, "It's his pupils are so dilated. What kind of doctor are you, okay? Strap him down to a bed in a dark room and just make the man detox for a little while so he can at least remember.
So you didn't even get my biscuit joke then, did you? Because that was in the last 5 minutes when Brittany said rule the roost.
Oh, no.
Ugh. Okay, well, we'll get to that, because my biscuit joke was actually a reference to something that Brittany said. So.
Oh, because I said biscuit first. Oh, my God, you see, guys? It's like there.
There's so many important things in Vanderpump Rules. You can't miss 5 minutes, even if nothing seemingly happened. We've already got a botched inside joke.
Yeah, I know, but that's so weird that I said biscuit, and then you said a biscuit thing, and then it was the part that I missed. You guys,
well,
I was
she didn't talk. She didn't talk about biscuits, but I thought, I don't know, the way you set up your joke, I thought you were making reference to something that she said that I thought for sure we were just going to joke about like crazy, but I guess we won't be able to now. I'll just be explaining it like crazy.
Yeah. Yay.
That's okay. So why don't we dive in? I guess, Ronnie, you also missed the part where they said, coming up next week on the season finale of Vanderpump Rules.
Well, it was so confusing anyway, because Lisa Vanderpump tweeted yesterday. She's like, it's the end. Is anyone excited? Who's with us? And people were like, it's not the end, stupid.
Yeah.
She's like, welcome to the season finale. Lisa has gotten a little bit too preoccupied with Mr. Nicolay.
Nicolay Maestro.
Yeah, she's swinging on some pendulum somewhere, not even knowing when her goddamn season finale is.
Bless her heart. Well, she's got two shows going on at the same time. It's a lot to take in. So this week's episode begins where last week's left off, which is Brittany being like, rotten hell, JX, I'm leaving. I'm getting into an Uber X. I'm going somewhere I don't even know, JX.
You just gave Brittany a lot of damn credit, because that was not an Uber X. That was one of those Ubers. Yeah, that was one of those Ubers with like a super fat guy driving in a tiny car. It's like me in a driving an Uber, but it's one of those like Fiat cars. And then you have nowhere to put your feet or your knees.
Yeah, I've been in those Ubers before. It's not pleasant.
I'm always in those Ubers. And I felt for Brittany. I was like, she's not even wearing a bra. Not that she usually does, but still.
She needs to be in a bra if she's going to get into a small Uber.
Yeah, you need to be protected, you know?
Yeah.
Have we ever talked about Lala making s'mores in the opening of this show?
You know, we may have, but let's revisit.
That's it. I was just like, why is Lala making s'mores? Like, what kind of hostess does that?
Reminds me of when I was a kid. Oh, by the way, so...
Reminds me of my mama. That would actually make that such a better restaurant if the hostess gave you a s'more. Their Yelp reviews would be so much better.
You know what's funny? It's like sad, but it's funny. I forget. Someone posted this either in, I don't know if it was in It's All Crappening or Watch What Crappens Live and Loving It or Whispering Eileen's, but someone posted You know, very sadly, Lala's father actually just died. I think maybe yesterday or the day before. You know, terrible. Wouldn't wish that on anyone. And E! News, on their Instagram account, in their attempt to sort of break this news, to be respectful, etc., they're like, breaking news, Lala Kent has lost her father and has said she's never felt hurt like this, whatever, or sorrow, whatever her statement was. And they put up a picture of Lala hugging her father. But in fact, it was a picture of Lala hugging her boyfriend.
Well, she calls them both daddy. It's like if you look up Lala daddy, you know.
It's like just a very awkward moment where like, this is so sad. Also, ooh, awkward, awkward.
I know, it's so sad. I'm really trying to force myself not to make image search jokes on Lala's daddy. It's like a geriatric bachelor.
Oh well. Too late. Oh well.
But sorry, Lawler.
Well, E! News, that it's a shock that E! News, with their journalistic integrity, could ever botch something like this. I mean, just when they were about to win the Peabody Award, right?
Yeah, it's like a real Dan Rather moment. so we know this is going to be an important episode because the song isn't even like privilege, privilege, right, white privilege. Like, there's no words. It's just like heavy hip hop. It's like dum 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 dum. Like, we don't need lyrics. The Trixie Monocle was like, I cannot write lyrics for this. It's too heavy.
The pain. Let my silence be the lyric.
Let them just feel me staring at the floor.
Here's what I'm gonna do, okay? I'm gonna put the microphone up to my heartbeat, and you're gonna hear my heartbeat, and that is my lyric right there.
Sorry, that was my stomach growling. All right, do it again. Take two. Keep rolling.
Paul, write that down. I want to do a song called My Stomach Is Growling. My Stomach Is Growling. I'm hungry for life. That's what I'm hungry for.
Crackers, crackers, because I deserve it all. Crackers.
Paul, quiet. Stop running track. This is a silent song.
Okay, so Britney's like, Screw you, Jax! And he's like, he leans over the balcony and he's like, this isn't what I wanted. And she's like, yes, you did, dumbass!
Yeah.
Which I love angry Britney. She's so funny. And then Jax is just left to do what every depressed person does, cry. Just kidding. He just stares at the dogs. He's like, I'm never walking you again. Then he gets, obviously, Britney's pizza out of the fridge, and you can tell because he's picking all the jalapenos off of it, and I'm like, that guy is so gross. He's not gonna wash his hands after he picks off those jalapenos, and then he's gonna like touch a door handle, and then somebody later is gonna touch that door handle and then touch their eye and think they're dying of something.
Jax. Yeah, Jax, way to go. I like that when he said, this is exactly what I didn't want to happen. When he says that, A, you don't get to control the outcome of your dumbass decisions. Second of all, what did you think was going to happen? You think she'd be like, oh, okay, JX, I'm happy with that. Want me to make you a sandwich now to celebrate? Should we fuck again? Like, what
does
he think?
Well, you never know with Britney. Britney could be like, hey, I made you a cheese plate, JX. I cut up some cream cheese and rolled it in ham. He's like, damn it, it's still not a sandwich. Well, it's called being a feminist, okay?
And he's like, I just want Brittany to be happy, and I see her, and I don't see her as happy. I'm like, oh, what a noble man, falling on your sword. What a martyr. Look at the good you do. The reason why she's not happy is because of you, and this is not how it's going to, like... Ugh. Well, whatever. I mean, this is good. I mean, well, it's a good movement forward, but like, you're the one who's actually unhappy and you don't want her, and you're going to put it all on her by saying, well, she's unhappy, so I'm letting
he's
her
fine.
Go.
He's fine. He's not unhappy.
He is unhappy. He wants to bang other chicks.
Well, that's not being unhappy. That's just being a whore face. He's just getting a hall pass to fuck the Reiki lady.
He's unhappy in the relationship. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't want to be in the relationship, but he doesn't want to be the one to say that. He's happier to paint himself not as selfish, but as, you know, this broken bird who is, you know, doing something selfless. Like, even though he'd want to be in the relationship, he's going to let her go because he loves her too much to keep her with him.
If you love it, let it sleeve. Okay, so Jackson, of course, he goes over to Jackson Katie and opens their door with his dirty jalapeno finger. And I was like, LOL, it's going to be one of those two gets a burning eye. So I was less mad at Jax. You see? It's like I've already come full circle this episode.
You know this was serious because he didn't ride his cooler over to their apartment. He's like, I gotta walk for this one.
She took the cooler battery.
So he goes in there and he tells them what's going on. And he's like, you know, I think I'm a pretty decent human being. And Katie goes,
This scene is miraculous because it really made me like Katie.
Yeah.
Which is rare. Wow. It's rare for me. I know it's rare, but she was really funny in the scene. She's like, arr! She just scrunches up her face. And then, of course, you know, Tom number two is like, yeah, I know you wanted to sleep all day. Like, this must be hard for you. And Jax is like, yeah, I'm a decent human being. But, you know, I had to end things with Britt. And she's like, right now? Like, she did this right now.
Yeah.
Really? And he's like, yeah, she dropped a couple F-bombs and left.
Yeah, which almost makes it seem like she's the crazy one, right? Like she's the one who's acting like not an adult in this situation. And he's like, oh, you know, it was really hard for me to do this morning because, you know, it was a great morning, too. It was so great. You know, we had sex last night. We had sex this morning. And then I had to tell it, like, wait a second. You had sex with her and then you dumped her? He's like, yeah. He's like, but I've been feeling this way for a year, you know? I need to fix me and be happy with myself. And part of that means having sex and then dumping someone.
Yeah. And Katie's like, that's the last douchebag move you pull on her. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But he's like, you know how sometimes you just need to get off? And Tom's like, yeah. And Katie is just disgusted, you know. It's so funny. It's like when you open that bottle of ranch and you're like, oh my God, this is the one from 6 months ago that's just been sitting in the back. I'll still drink it.
Yeah.
That was the look on her face.
You're like, well, it expired only like 3 days ago. So, I mean, what is time anyway?
Expiration dates are a conspiracy to get us to keep consuming.
As we all know, it's not the expiration date. That's the sell-by date, which means you still have a week after it goes by that date.
Hit the snooze. Sell by snooze.
So then we go over to Sir, where Lisa is checking in with Chef Joe. She's like, Chef Joe, I'm back from a mission with Nick Alain, a.k.a. the Maestro, and I was looking in my manila folder for business, and I saw new specials tonight. Pray tell, what are they?
He's like, Chilean sea bass.
Don't you mean Patagonian toothfish?
No, Chilean sea bass. And she's like, no. It's like a passing Lisa Vanderpump throat engine car.
No.
This will set Los Angeles on fire. did you get the feeling that they just sort of like, I don't know, maybe it's me being a little vainglorious, but did you get the sense that they went and shot and edited that scene and inserted it just for us? I mean, they went out of their way to include a Chilean sea bass special.
No, I think you sound like a serial killer. You're like one of those serial killers who's like, they're talking to me. The TV is talking to me.
Talking to me through Chilean sea bass.
She's telling me to kill fish from Chile and serve them with jamula.
Chef Joe, with that Chilean sea bass, will you be serving any beet salad? He's like, yes.
Speaking of beet, that's how I feel after this long-ass relationship. It was like walking up 20 hills.
Brittany, this is a Brittany-heavy relationship, and I'm thankful, you know, if only I can make a really bad impression of her 20 times.
Yeah.
So first, Lisa's like, did you hear, Lala? Chilean sea bass, no!
If you thought you were getting Patagonian toothfish night, guess what? They're the same thing!
She's like, Lala, I got Lala, I got you a gift! And Lala's like, oh my God, I'm gonna cry, I'm gonna barf. I don't know, I can't even take it. And it's these big long hoe boots, which is probably the sweetest thing. You know, that's all Vanderpump really needs. If you're a guy, she needs you to be a drug addict, a fuck up, you know, mess up all the time and let her forgive you. And if you're a girl, she just needs you to be a broken ass hoe. That's all she's ever wanted out of her friends and her underlings, you know?
Yeah, she's like, well, I saw them in the window and I thought of you. I mean, I got lost and wound up on the wrong side of town, and next thing I knew, I was walking along Hollywood Boulevard, almost in that same neighborhood where Max went to school for a day. It was so scary, but then I saw the boots and thought, la la.
How much is that doggy in the window? Boots, boots! And I got them for you, little Lalor.
Which is odd, because we don't see her give many gifts.
No, never, especially not boots like those. I'll always remember that episode of Beverly Hills when Ken and Lisa brought Max to, like, the Institute of Music, whatever it's called, the LA Institute of Music or Music College, that's on Hollywood Boulevard, and they acted like they were going into a third world country. Like, it was like the scene in Big Business when they get kicked out of the cab and have to walk to the subway. It's like, hey, mamacita! Like, it was just Hollywood Boulevard, you know?
I know, she was terrified. She's like, please never do this to me again. How can I leave little Max here? And they're like, lady, it's like a mile from your house.
It's only a mile to Pakistan as well.
No, it's not.
They don't even have diagonal crosswalks here. We are far from Beverly Hills.
I heard there's a girl here playing the yulin.
It's a violin, ma'am.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm still terrified.
Is someone playing the yulin ukulele? No, it's the ukulele.
Oh, dog tacos.
Okay. Ah, there's a dinosaur in that McDonald's. No. It's the Ripley's Believe It or Not, and it's just a fake dinosaur on the roof.
Chef Joe, I had a dream that your special was Chilean sea poodle. I'll never recover. He's like, Chilean sea bass! Nice.
So Lala starts to cry. She's like, I'm just really nervous for my 13-minute set. It's just, like, a lot. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
She's like, you're scared. She's just looking at her like, you poor, weak little thing. Now, hand me your spine so I can take some spinal fluid out and inject it into my forehead.
Exactly. She's like, you pitiful thing. You're singing to track. Even I know that. Victrola track.
You're singing to the record player. she's like, it's scary, Lana, but I know you can do it. You have so much to get. You have so much to offer. Besides, you can't get peed on by Saudi Arabian men on yachts for the rest of your life, darling. It's the time you got to pull up your boots by the pink pussy straps and get up there and
sing.
I'm trying to say, to I'm trying track. To say, and you lip sync.
Lip sync to the Victrola, darling.
Sorry, I couldn't come up with lip sync. I've been coming up with so many big words.
You did a good job. You did a good job. And Lisa's like, well, unfortunately, I can't be there at your fake concert. I have a prior commitment in Vegas, perhaps with someone whose name rhymes with Schmick Schmalane.
I'll be coming back with my butt hurting. Not nasty, Lala, because I'll be swinging from a giant pendulum that looks like it belongs in a QQ clock.
The maestro is having a concert. And by concert, I mean he made a new couch.
So, over at Ariana and Tom's house, Jeremy and Billy Lee are on the couch. And he's like, whoa. He's like, whoa, yeah. And she's like,
well, that was a funny Jeremy, that was a funny joke.
I move so close to you, it's like crazy. And he goes, yeah, we're like neighbors now. She goes, I know, I'm like excited. I literally walked here.
Can you imagine walking in a city where no one walks?
And Ariana, Tom's like, oh, guess what, dudes, bros, bro dudes, no offense. Guess what, dude, bros, ladies, I made some drinks. And Ariana's like, you should be working out drink for Tom and the book, too. You guys, give this up, okay? Next season, I want these two to be adopting a fucking Asian or, like, a little baby somewhere, okay? I do not know. Sorry, because in my mind, every adopted baby on this show is Kevin Lee just showing up on your doorstep.
Ariana, why you do that?
Oh, Ariana. Yeah, Tom's like serving his signature cocktail, the Tom Tom. He's like, it's a little spicy, bro. I'm like, was anyone bitten by the scorpion this time?
Standing scorpion, bro. Standing scorpion. This was a spider I found in the garden. But you know what? Until we get the budget, home cook. Home mixology, bro.
Yeah, so then Tom and Ariana are they're just thinking about buying a house now. And Jeremy's like, that's tight. I'm like, okay, cool. So, yeah, they're thinking about it, which doesn't seem like the wisest idea if you've already just, like, sunk several thousand dollars worth into a new bar. But, hey, I get it. You, at a certain point, you can only watch so much HGTV before you have to like hit the pavement and just look at houses yourself. You know, it's like HGTV live, you know?
Yeah. It's like when people here have a good audition and then they go buy like $1,000 pair of shoes. You're like,
I would never do that. So, so they want to buy a house, which makes me sad because it makes me worried that they're going to go to the Valley. And I just feel like what's nice about this show is that they aren't in the Valley. That's a different type of show. The Valley is a different show. Vanderpump Rules, they should all be living off of like King's Road or something, you know?
And they do. And I've always said on the show, God, welcome to Burbank. Because I just assumed they all lived in, you know, like the Val. And turns out,
they're all in West Hollywood.
These years later, I find out they're all, well, I mean, I guess we found this out before, but I never believed it until recently. Because now I see that they're like right outside. I'm like, I've walked past that. Like, they live like a block from me, some of these people. And it's terrifying to know. You know, I could just get beat up by Jax any day. Not necessarily because he would have listened, but just because he's Jax, you know?
Yeah. That's how I felt when I used to live across from MJ from Shaw's of Sunset. I felt like I could walk outside and, like, maybe not get beaten up, but, like, get a slider thrown at me.
She would never do that. No. Never waste a slider.
You're right. Maybe a slider wrapper.
Maybe a dog. Maybe a little chihuahua.
Yeah.
So, Ariana's talking about how she's like house hungry and she's just staring at Zillow and putting on different filters. Now, I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, that's so fun.
I do that. Zillow's one of my most used apps.
Real estate grinder. Yeah.
It is so fun to do that. And I'm like, I'm never going to be able to live here forever. And it makes me feel kind of good, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, wow. Well, this one's nice. This one, because, you know, every house here in LA that's in like a decent neighborhood is like $2 million to start with. And I was like, okay, well, you have to put in, what's the down payment for that? Is it 20% or 10%?
What's it? Oh my God.
I think it's 20%.
They're like 90 gazillion percent.
So it's like $2 million. I was like, okay, $400,000. That's just only, you know, I can do that in like 30 years. It'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible. Never. So let's see here. So Tom's like, whoa, just got a text from Jax. Turns out Katie has a pretty bad eye problem. Touched her eye and it fell out. So
apparently she like touched a jalapeno on the door.
He's like, but we're going to ignore that because Jax is hurt. You know, he broke up with Brittany. So we're going to go to a shit ass hotel on Sunset Boulevard. Oh my God, that hotel. Did you catch that motel
he was at? Of course I did, because that's this, I mean, I used to live around the corner from that. That's also the same hotel that he brought his ex sort of girlfriend. Remember the season where his storyline was choosing between Carmen and a girl from Vegas? He brought the Vegas girl to that hotel to have drinks. So this is like his stomping ground.
That is like the shadiest little motel ever.
Well, it used to be a shady motel. It used to be a, like, a Kano line or something like that.
Yeah, but now it's shadier because they, like, Little Armenian it, you know? They were like, look, it's covered in...
No, it's boutique-y. Now it's, like, trendy boutique. It's the Moment Hotel.
I always see it from the outside and I'm like, well, you're close to a hooker, you know? Like, you're close to a strung-out hooker outside Guitar Center, so I guess that's good.
Yeah, well, they're having a moment, literally. So, so Jax is in a hotel, and so the Toms are going to go rush to his side to be there for him in his moment of, like, not pain. And so Aaron is like, ugh. Like, Tom, like, why are you running to Jax's side? He just made, like, you just run to his side every time he does a dumbass decision. I mean, I thought we were going to hang out. Like, we're on a date. I'm like, you guys are sitting in your living room with Billy and your brother.
Yeah, you have an exposed air conditioner. That's like, he can leave.
He's my friend.
Also, ooh. It means I get to get wasted and possibly cheat on you because of Jax's bad decision.
I think like Jax's breakup time is the best time for his friends because they're like, we get to escape our lives, get fucked up, you know, till we're blackout,
yeah.
And then not remember who we fucked the next day, you know?
Yeah. So Aaron is like, I just want to know why Tom is so far up Jax's butthole. Like, what's in there? Is it like rainbows? Is it like teddy bears? Like, why is he so up Jax's butthole?
Yeah, it's like protein powder clumps.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like clumps. Maybe a booger and a fingernail and like some ricotta.
An accidental jalapeno that made it past the inspection process.
Like one little jalapeno scene that's just making
it's
him
like,
insane.
It's like, I made it. It's like the guy who goes over Niagara Falls and survives. Like, I did it. I made it through. Because that's probably what his intestinal tract does look like, Niagara Falls. Like, just like, there's just some crest in there that everything just goes over, you know? There's legends about it, you know? Oh, sometimes God. If you look at it from the right angle, you can see a rainbow. Oh, there is a rainbow in there. Okay, Ariana was right.
Oh my God, if he had a rainbow in there. That would be Jax, to be that much of a jerk and still have a rainbow in his butthole. The jerk. He's like, so mad now. I'm mad at Jax again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at a, yeah, my little pony up there. That would actually make more sense.
He probably would. Intentionally sit on it.
Yeah, intentionally. He's like, but I thought I loved her.
Hello, this is Lisa Vanderpump. We are taking a commercial break now, but if you don't hear one, don't worry. You're very lucky.
So Carter and Kristen are over at their place, and Kristen's like, oh, my leg, ow, oh, get it up, get it on ice.
No more walking for Kristen. Seriously, ankles?
She's like, Carter, welcome to the day the music died. Blah! So she's sitting there with her foot on the table, and like literally can't run away. We learned that from the last episode. So she's stuck with whatever goddamn conversation she gets at this point.
Yeah.
And Carter is doing the thing that every person who's hopeful in a relationship does when they're just sure that their significant other is either currently cheating, has cheated, or will at some point cheat on them and break their heart. He got a puppy. I mean, guys can't get pregnant, so we have a puppy, okay? That's what we do.
Yeah. I somehow missed the puppy entirely. I don't know why.
Well, I hope it was a puppy. I mean, by the time we do the we only do this the next morning after we take notes, you know, but who knows the way I write notes. Maybe I meant, like, Slurpee. I mean, you never know with these misspellings, but I think my notes say puppy. So Kristen is like, Britt's coming over, and I literally haven't talked to her all day, but I can literally tell you what I literally know.
Reporter Christina Doty reporting live.
They broke up. Breaking.
Seriously, breaking news. So, they broke up. Back to you, Chuck.
Carter's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, Carter does not give a shit. Yeah. Whatever Carter is taking, I want some of that. All these other people look like jacked up out of their minds. Carter just always looks like, I don't care. You could punch him in the face, and he's just like, whoa, wow, yeah. Why would you? Why would you do that to me? Whoa.
I started watching Wild Wild Country last night, which is about this, like, I mean, I'm only like an episode and a half in it, but it's like this group from like the late 60s or whatever that started in India and then moved over to Oregon, and they're sort of like, are they a cult? Are they not? Are they a religion? But they're all dressed in red robes and everything. It's just sort of like Hare Krishna-ish. And I feel like Carter would have been a great candidate for that group. I feel like he would have just gone off, put himself into a red robe, and been like meditating, been shaking his body, and then building a bridge or something. You know, like they like also built stuff.
Yeah, he's in that NXFIM, NXVIM, or whatever cult, but he doesn't even know it's a cult. He's
oh, that's just the like, one. Oh, that's...
The food was good.
That's the one the Smallville actress is in.
Yes,
I want to know about that. I want to know. I mean, that is so
crazy. That is some crazy shit. But I feel like the stuff that I've read from it, it's like, okay, one kind of D-level star talks other girls into fucking gross guys, and then they end up becoming kind of their slave.
Yeah.
And then they have to like brand themselves. I'm like, that's basically the plot of Vanderpump Rules, you know? These girls come in, they get with Jax, then suddenly they're branded with, you know, whichever scab he decided to give them at that point. They're branded forever once they've been Jaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Who's Allison Mack, though?
She probably was Carmen. I
mean, in Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, Allison Mack? Oh, that's probably Sheena. Hey, guys. Like, Rob is like the best. You should come hang out with us. We're going to go up to Big Bear.
Rock and brand his initials in your vagina in less than 7 minutes.
She's a one-woman cult. I mean, she's just like, she's got, like, even the cult leader doesn't want to be in her cult. She's like, oh my God, like, Rob does everything right. Like, he made this cult in less than 7 minutes. I timed him.
Oh my God, I'm looking on this Wild Wild Country. I looked it up. This looks terrifying. Is this the Netflix documentary?
Yeah, it's not terrifying. Okay. It's not. It's, like, fascinating.
Cults.
Maybe it will be terrifying, but right now it's just like, oh, they just came from India and they're building a little society, and then all the white people, like all the old white people in town are like, I don't like them. They look different than us. We're going to call them a cult, but we actually have to see if they actually are a cult or not.
Oh, we'll I think see. They are.
They probably
I mean,
are.
Well, at least because I just keep hearing cult movie, cult movie, cult, 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 cult. I mean, look, well, they if have you're going to put leader. The effort into a cult, just go to church. I mean, for Christ's sake, at least there's a bunch of rich people there who can like kind of move you up in the world.
Exactly. You know, the there's a new Scientology network that's on DirecTV.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You know, that's the problem with getting called out now. It just makes people stronger. It's like Scientology has a whole show about how they ruin everybody's lives. And there's still some dumbasses out there who's like, that looks good. It's like they got the publicity, so they're probably going to grow now. God yeah. damn it.
Exactly. That's why Vanderpump Rules is so successful. Because people like us, early on, were podcasting about them, being like, this show is terrible. And now here we are in the cult of VPR.
Yeah, we're totally culting it.
Yeah.
So Kristen's like,
speaking of people who are brainwashed, by the way, yeah, Kristen talking about Britney.
Yeah. Oh yeah, to Carter. It's yeah. like it's like talking about one faceless doll to another faceless doll. It's like they exactly. just see themselves. So she's like, he's such a dirty little piece of shit, the way he cheated. I'm like,
Yeah. Exactly. And then
you know that Carter has access to all of the seasons of this show on iTunes, right?
Exactly. And Kristen's like, oh, you know what? Jack's disgusting. I mean, of course, he had to get one last bang in before dumping Brit. I'm like, first of all, yes, it sounds obnoxious, but we all know it's not the last bang. And it probably is. They've already probably had like five bangs since you started having this conversation.
Yes. And I think that she did that. She had like that one last bang with James on the hood of a car or something.
Yeah.
But you know, look, if we call everyone out for being a hypocrite, we'll be here all day just on my actions alone.
Oh yeah, we're hypocrites too. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, Carter's like, everyone's story seems to be a little bit different. And she's like, how does anyone else have a story if it was just me, James, and Schwartz out there, huh? How? And you know, Schwartz is tricky because right. Schwartz supposedly knew the truth and just kind of went with it anyway, which... Shade and yade. It's like yay and shade. Yay.
Exactly. And Carter's asking about the pillows. He's like, well, I heard there was a situation with the pillows and the cushions. They were oddly arranged. And she's like, I don't fucking lie to you, okay? I don't fucking lie to you. It's like, okay, simmer down. Also, these
like,
pillows.
Well, the point is, I don't put myself in that position. You shouldn't either. She's like, what position? They're pillows.
You should not be around oddly arranged pillows, okay? You should know better. If you're going to be around pillows, make sure you organize them. Otherwise, I'm going to think the worst.
He's like, lesson learned. That means you owe me some TLC. And she's like, ugh, by that you mean BJ. Ugh. And then she's like poking her face with her straw. She's like, Jesus Christ.
He's like,
Kristen
I actually...
drinking from a straw.
He's like, I actually just wanted you to play Unpretty by TLC.
Don't
you can have a...
chasing waterfalls.
Don't go chasing that was waterfalls, easier. Carter. You can have a loan if you want to.
Carter, let's fuck at this waterfall you chased. Let's put pillows right here so I don't hurt my back. He's like, wait a second. Shut up, Carter.
You can buy your hair if it won't grow. You can fix your nose if it says so. You can buy all the makeup that Mac can make. But if you can't look inside you, find out who I am to be in the position to make me feel so damn unpretty, Carter. There, TLC.
Holy crap, I really need to start listening to some lyrics because those were amazing.
Yeah, I'm just impressed at how quickly I was able to access them. I was like, I gotta get these lyrics up before the TLC moment passes.
Your Google fingers. So Jax is at that M Hotel on Sunset. I just wrote LOLs.
Moment. Yeah. With a bottle of Tito's. And
drinking from the bottle. He's like, it's really hard, guys.
Yeah. And so, yeah, Tom arrive, and then Sandoval's like, dude, I was on a fucking date, man. I was like, Ariana and I got all dressed up to look nice, and then we're like, let's go from the kitchen to the living room and, like, see what Billy Lee and Jeremy are up to. And Billy Lee was like, ah, it was really nice. It was a nice double date.
And Tom T is like, are we depressed yet? Who are we fucking? Yeah. Who are we going to fuck? Just tell me. And then
terrible.
I just like that as Jax is going on about, you know, well, you know how I got that job offer and I realized I wasn't even thinking of us. I was just thinking of me. And then this little Chiron popped up on the bottom of the screen that was like, watch crime all the time on Oxygen. And I just love that they timed that with Jax's fucking bullshit story, his bullshit alibi.
Exactly. While he's also simultaneously trying to breathe for oxygen. Yeah.
He's like snorting the Chiron. That's why it disappeared so fast. He's like,
they should have an effect where it just goes up to his nostrils.
So Tom's like, well, we have Lala's thing later. She's going to sing a song about fucking some dudes in less than 13 minutes. That should be cool. And Jack's like, yeah, I think I'll pass on that.
It was like you weren't invited. So Brittany arrives at Kristen. She's like, howdy, that's what we say in Kentucky. That's where I'm from. Look, I'm my friend Zach. He's basically Lala, but man form.
Zach is really cute, right?
Not my type.
I needed a cigarette to talk about Jax. He's really cute, right? This new little guy, Brittany's guy.
I don't know. He's been lingering around in the background, and I don't know.
I think he's cute. So say, I mean, not, you know, not.
He looks a little bit like Thomas the Train.
Dude.
It's a little too much for me.
I love trains.
Look at Thomas the Train, and you'll see.
There was one in front of the grocery store and went round and round.
So Kristen's like, you don't have to knock. It's a revolving door, brah. And I just wrote poor dogs because Brittany's like, well, I'm staying in a hotel because I don't even want to run into Jack's. I'm like, who's with the dogs? Nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? Nobody is with those dogs.
Who's putting away the pizza?
Yeah, Katie is over-petting those dogs with jalapeno, you know, transferring jalapeno juice to them. It's like a sick revolving door of jalapeno juice.
This is how diseases happen. You know, it starts off as a little jalapeno on a pizza, and next thing you know, jalapeno oil is being spread all across this fair city. So Brittany's like, I am at a breaking point. Like, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this, Kristen. I'm going to go back to him and do it again. Yes.
Yeah,
I've done everything I could for this relationship. I Swiffered.
Okay, I Swiffered. I went upstairs when he turned the AC off. It's over. I'm done. I am totally done. We're getting back together tomorrow, by the way. So, you know.
Pretty much. So she's going to just pull a Jax and flirt with Adam while Jax is out fucking someone too. It's like, you may as well. It's like, if you're going to break up every other month for him to take a hall pass, why shouldn't you take a hall pass too?
Yeah. Well, the thing that bothers me about this is, you know, she's like, I just need to put myself first for once, which is the stuff that she said at the beginning of the season. But also sending a DM to Adam, cause she DM'd Adam, was like, text me. Yeah, Adam is definitely cute. Seems pretty dumb. He's definitely cute though, but I feel like whereas Jack's just like, sweet, I'm free, I'm going to bang everyone now. Brittany is banging, we don't know if she's banging, but she's reaching out to a guy that she knows is going to make Jax angry, which makes me feel like she's still doing something to get at Jax, which means she's not moving forward, if that makes sense. Which, I mean, who could move forward a day after your boyfriend dumps you? But I'm just saying, like, all her talk about liberation, and I'm just doing it for me, it's going to be me first. Like, no, you're still trying to get a rise out of Jax.
Yeah, and she's also still using her old ways, like how she's contacted. That's how she contacted Jax, supposedly, just the DMs on the Instagram. So it's like, no one ever changes. You know, no one ever changes, which I love. You know, it's like, go from one cast member to the other, straight from the DMs.
Wow.
So Kristen's like, I couldn't be prouder. Oh, my leg. So then they do shots, and then there's straight music again, and I was like, is this now a show, like a dramatic show on Lifetime? Why are there no lyrics? What's happening?
I know, where is Trixie Monocle? Is she on strike? She's like, I'm not getting enough money. I'm like, well, you're doing royalty free music. Oh, all right, I'm gonna go to Hollywood, and I'm gonna sing a song, and I'm gonna become important and earn lots of money
just to get back at Jack. Okay, I had to go to my couch and get my laptop because, of course, the notes are different here.
What happened?
You know, I have this drama with notes where I take notes. Okay, Lala James, let's pray to God that they're all here. Hung with her thong, but hug with her thong. Okay, that sounds like Lala at the end. Okay, because now I'm using this new app called Notability. Well, it's new to me, and supposedly it's supposed to sync all your notes, and of course it didn't. So,
of course not.
But thankfully I had the laptop on the couch, and I'm back. Okay. Sunset, LOLs.
Yeah, the sausage is made.
DMs, Kristen's place, straw, Nope.
How about, are you at Tom and Ariana house hunting? Because that's what's next.
Yes, I'm at Tom and Ariana house hunting.
And watch what crap.
That's where it ends. I end with Lori. God damn it.
That's where all your notes end, right there.
Yeah, but it's okay. I remember the rest.
I can send you my notes. You liked my notes last time.
This is pathetic. I know, but this is just pathetic now. It's not. It's like.
Well, I don't know why you have this issue. I don't. Why don't you use text edit?
I don't know either. That was what was deleting it before. It's like it wasn't saving all of my notes.
I think you were doing it wrong.
I mean, that's possible. Text edit, I would like to first say all, it who does sync. Text edit wrong. But
yeah, exactly. Text edit may...
Wasn't syncing. It was that it wasn't like I would write all the notes and then it wouldn't scroll down past a certain section. I don't know, man.
I mean, I remember I saw it. I saw it happen on your, because it happened live on one of our shows, right?
Yeah, it's what's happening, and it's happening with multiple apps, and I'm not sure if it's...
I'm going to send you an email with my notes right now, with my notes, because
your notes are better.
You shouldn't have to endure this madness, you know?
This is ridiculous. It's not like I'm not doing my notes. I mean, what the hell?
I'm sorry, love. I'm so sorry.
I think it's because when I went to Whole Foods, remember how I went to
Everything
Whole Foods before the show ended, and I just closed the laptop instead of making sure that I drew something on there to make sure it automatically saved up into the cloud. Who knows, everybody? Who knows? Who cares?
This is why this is why those things that are supposed to sync, like, they never do. Also, what did we talk about just yesterday, right? That's a hard block. It's a hard block, and you should have known better than to go to Whole Foods before Vanderpump Rules was done, because it's a hard block, and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
God damn it. Well, I learned something today. I'm at least one person on this cast did. But okay. I just keep making the same mistakes over and over again.
Rotten hell. So, so while you figure out your life there, we can move forward to Tom and Ariana. They decide to go house hunting. So they go to this, what looks like a very sleek, modern house from the outside. They go in, and there's a realtor. I forgot her name. I feel like she's, you know.
Lori.
Oh,
her name
Lori.
Is Lori.
I was going to say, it felt like the second coming of Marion Beanstalk. remember her?
Yes, of course I do.
It's Marion Beanstalk's sister, Lori. Lori Beanstalk.
Lori, I think it's spelled L-O-O-R-I-E, or at least that's how I wrote it. And she's like, Hi, I'm Lori.
Welcome to the house. What's going on?
Yeah, this house has lots of different sections to it. There's a section where there's a guest room. There's a section where there's an office. And Tom's like, oh, this office is kind of small for all the officing stuff I do. You know, office.
Yeah,
really like the office. Does this house come with any of those really thick clips that you can keep bunches of paper together? Because those are super important in my officing life.
Well, I don't know, but there's a Staples nearby. Like, well, I don't need Staples. No, it's a store. It's like Office Max. Dude, Max works in an office now?
You know, this one, they just basically look at a house that I don't think they can afford. No offense, but it's in West Hollywood. You can tell because it's that style, you know.
Well, even if they could afford it, they should not waste money on that house, because it's probably like a $2 or $3 million house, and that living room was tiny. If you're putting that money into a house and you get a living room that's that small that you can't even put like a chair next to the couch, don't even bother. Just burn the whole building down. I'm sorry, it's insulting.
It's probably $2 million too.
$2 million. It actually looked small. It looked like it was only about 900 square feet, which is for a house. That's like a bungalow, you know. But if you're gonna spend $2 million, maybe like get somewhere close to like 1,500 square feet. That's at the very least, I should say, LA standards.
Well, you could tell they weren't really looking, because it was like a House Hunters episode where you know that they're not going to buy that house because it's got the shitty furniture. And Lori was like, well, we staged it to be this. And I'm like, you did not stage it. That is a shitty,
you put
like,
a calendar
single
on the wall.
Bed.
Yeah. You literally, like, you put a koosh ball on the floor and said it was a poof.
You paid some out-of-work actor, you know, a few $100 to use his house for the day, cleaned up his cum rags off the floor, and shot the scene. Okay? So stop fucking with me, Lori. Lori's like, okay, I showed you the house. What do you guys do? And Ariana's like, I bitch at Tom a lot, and Tom is going to be a part owner of something called Tom Tom. And Lori's like, whoa, how fun! You can tell your friends to meet you at Tom Tom's.
I look forward to seeing that place. Also, you guys can have kids? And Ariana's like, no, no kids. And Tom's like, yeah, I want like 2, 3, 4. Well, great. There's room in here for kids too. And Ariana's like, did you hear? I said no kids. No kids. I'm sorry, there's a houseplant that seems to be talking. Tom, go on about the children.
Ariana's like, having kids is like first you get like sperm inside of you, and then it like swims, and then it attaches to you in like this like egg, and then your egg like grows, and then it like a little person is in there, and then like it gets bigger, and then you're filled with fluids, and then you like then it starts kicking you, and then your stomach hurts, and you feel like you poop, and you're like, why do I have hemorrhoids? And then this thing comes out, and then it's like, do they cut it out? Does it come out? Like, ugh. It's like, you should be a sex ed teacher, because yeah. I just learned more about how a child is made than I ever did in school. And I'm just disgusted.
She's very effective with her lessons. Evocative. Evocative imagery.
Yeah, so Lori's like, well, have fun, bye.
She's like, well, the producer said I have to get out of the way here, so bye. Because notice that everyone does it on Bravo shows for the past, like, 3 years. You know, like, there'll be someone at a store. They're like, well, I'm just going to go see what's happening across the street. I'm going to leave you two alone in my store. Don't steal anything. Bye. I'm like, where are you going?
I'm going over to Lori's.
Lori, hey, Marion, I just helped these two kids. Terrible. Terrible. They're not going to buy the house. It's a waste of time. I don't even know why I staged it. I mean, I didn't really stage it. I just put down a carpet protector on the wood floor and no chair. So it was sort of dumb.
Who tells their friends, let's go to Tom Tom's?
Tom Tom's, like the drums? Like, I don't get it. Why do you name a bar after a drum machine?
So that's pretty much that. Well, Ariana, they make out on the countertop. And Ariana's like, okay, but if we get this house, when Jax calls and he's made a mess, next time you should think before you leave, because now you're going to have a house. I'm like, no, that's not how it works. If he is still leaving when Jax calls so he can go do coke all night and bang whoever or make out with whoever, that's who you don't get a house with. Okay?
Well, I think that...
you don't get a house.
That just took a like, turn. Okay, that took like a very intense turn. I was not expecting it's annoying. That.
Well, because it's like, okay, we're going to get this house and then you're going to behave? No! If someone's not behaving, you don't get a house with them.
She wasn't saying, then you're going to behave. She was just saying, by the way, like, this is a reminder that, like, if we're doing this house, I want to know that you're committed to me and that I'm more important than Jax. Not that you have to behave. She said, in fact, she doesn't want to be the girlfriend that's like, you can't have fun. She basically was saying, if we're spending money on this because this is a real investment, I don't still want to be number two. I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm... like number
yeah,
two
she
to
literally
some like
brought up the...
shit bag with rainbows in his intestine
and ricotta. She's like, she literally said, if we get this house, well, not literally because I don't have my notes, but she said, if we get this house and Jax calls with his problems, you know, are you still going to be going out there every time he calls? Because this is the time you're going to have to start making different decisions.
Yeah, as in like. Like, as in, you should be staying with me because we bought this house and I don't want to be sitting alone in this house.
Well, if you're sitting alone in an apartment, you're going to sit alone in a house. Men don't change just because they get a mortgage. They leave more. Trust.
So many fascinating interpretations that we could have over what was generally a pretty dull scene. So meanwhile, Trixie Monocle is like, fuck it, I'm getting back to my roots. I'm singing again. She's like, don't get in my way. I'm gonna make it today. Don't get in my way. I've got a game plan.
When she said, I've got a game plan, I just started snarfing in here. I was dying. I've got a game plan.
I actually had to rewind it 3 times because I couldn't understand what she said. I thought she was like, to me, it sounded like, I've got a gapa. I was like, what? Gay blah. A gay plop?
A game plan. I heard it the second. I was like, this girl's going to write a ballad about notability. My notes got erased. My notes got erased. I'm not taking it in my face. My notes erased.
Paul, let's do another track of that. I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it. I got a game plan and it's not a game.
So Britney's sir. She's like, ha!
Rolling up forks. Peter's rolling up forks.
And poor Stassi, Peter, doing everything.
Yeah, she's like, I'm back, Peter! And then Stassi's rummaging through a cupboard, and she has this crazy ponytail. It's like a stiff ponytail. I think it's like made of plastic, because as she's bending down to like get these candles that she's trying to steal, the ponytail does not like, it doesn't like fall, like the hair doesn't fall on her back. It just sort of, so when she looks down, the ponytail just sort of sticks up like a giant branch, like it looks like It actually looked like the tail from the alien in Alien, you know, like a xenomorph tail. And I was like, oddly enough, I think that's what she's going for. And I think that she would take that as a compliment. So you're welcome, Stassi.
Yeah, just a stick sticking out of her head.
Yeah, she's like,
I don't know. Maybe it's like, a new thing. I don't know.
Xenomorph AF.
Stop saying Xena. Somebody posted on our Facebook a picture of Katie and Kristen at Coachella. And Katie's got these really long, like, braids.
Yeah.
Like little tiny braids. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the commenter's name, but the commenter said, "Oh, Katie struggle braids."
Struggle braids. Katie is totally that girl who goes away on spring break to like the Bahamas and comes back with little braids. Like, I was in the Bahamas.
Yeah, totally.
You're like, we get it. It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah. So let's see.
So Stassi's
like, "Hello, look at me. Harrison went to a gym. Isn't this so cute?"
She starts doing her like terrifying witch squeal, and she's like kind of lifting Harrison up and showing off his little outfit that she's selling at Vanderpump Dogs, which is open now on 3rd Street. She's like kind of waving him around, and he doesn't even look real. I wonder how many of those dogs are just stuffed.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I thought it was Jiggy. Was it Harrison? I guess there was hair. Yeah, there was a lot of hair on it. Lisa's like, "Well, I've just been to Tom Tom and I just feel dusty. Ah, awful. It's like I've been walking around Hollywood Boulevard with all those rapscallions and strange men dressed in silver like statues."
"Thankfully, I have a weekend coming up with Nicolay." Ding, ding, ding.
"I was in Hollywood and I thought I was going into a bar that would serve Guinness, but it turns out I was in some awful museum." It's like you were in the Guinness World Record Museum.
So she's like, "Stassi, are you stealing from me?" And Stassi's like, "I'm just taking some candles for the party." And Lisa's like, "Well, if she needs anything more, like forks or bottles of booze, she can go over to Jax's house."
Get it?
Get it?
So then Brittany and Stassi go to look. Stassi's like, "Oh my God, Brittany AF." And Lisa Vanderpump is just looking at Brittany like,
told you so.
Well, also they were talking about Patrick. Lisa was talking to Stassi about Patrick, about how things are going. And she's like, "Well, are you in love with Patrick?" Stassi's like, "Well, mixed feelings AF. And she's like, "Well, does Patrick want to make you happy? Isn't that what love is about?" Stassi's like, "Well, he likes traveling without me and putting me down and making fun of the sriracha in my mac and cheese and making forced Game of Thrones metaphors to make me feel uncomfortable and then saying he sheds a tear at the Van Gogh Museum but not actually showing any evidence that he did and then, like, cutting off his man bun and then throwing it in my face." So I don't think he likes making me happy.
Well, you know, we saw last week when Stassi's taken a lot in this, and she's come up and down with it, and we've seen her struggle and stuff, but, I mean, I really do think it was over when he said John Stark. I mean, that's not his name. It's Jon Snow. Like, he didn't understand Game of Thrones.
He said John Stark?
Yes, he didn't know how to do it.
Isn't it Ned Stark?
Yes, he said a lot of wrong things.
John Stark's a basketball player who I had a crush on in 9th grade, just so you know.
Oh, rar. Jon Snow is somebody else in history. Oh, yeah! Suck on that one!
And regular snow is just precipitation, but in a frozen form.
Or, you know, a fun thing this cast wastes all its money on. So, anyway, we saw her,
Canada,
like, give up, but she can't really explain that to Vanderpump. Like, how do you say, "I'm finally going to break up with him because he doesn't understand Game of Thrones properly," you know?
Well, he's like, the one who broke up with her.
He saw Les Miserables. It's like every time I talk about Les Miserables, he thinks Katie and Kristen are coming over and he leaves, you know? Like, I'm done with him.
He also thinks that whenever I say cats.
Cats! I love that play!
Hey, Stassi said there's a new sort of public transportation called the Starlight Express. When can you get tickets for that? I hear it gets you around real quick.
Answer me, yes, Starlight Express.
So they talk about Patrick, and Lisa's like, "Someone should want to make you happy." And Stassi's like,
"It's impossible."
Peter did. He brought me goat cheese balls, so yeah, he wins.
So yeah, so now they go and talk over to they walk into the other part of the restaurant to talk to Brittany. And as they're doing this, we get a cutaway of Wes in his little Wes cubby making drinks. And like every single episode, they cut away to Wes in this little cubby, this little bar section. It's actually, I think it's actually the little nook that Ariana used to have. It was like the equivalent of Pearl's window on 227. And now it's Wes's. And they always cut to him. And it says, Wesley, Sir Bartender, as if he's going to say something or do something. And week after week, he does nothing. It's like, why do they keep showing him?
Because that's what it's like. That foreshadowing. It's Pearl. And Mary. It's just me, Pearl, over here mixing some scorpion ass into your drink.
Tutu serving.
There's no place like Sir Tata. When your waitress is around, you ain't never alone.
Mary. Lester! It's Adam.
Ooh, Mary.
Oh my God, we just really made this show so much better by making Wes Pearl. I'm like so excited to see Wes's arc now.
He's always in that little cub. You know what I'm talking about? That little cubby hole. Remember Ariana used to have it too, like that little window. It was like,
yes, that's how they all graduate. You can tell who's behaving on this show and who's not. Like James hasn't had a pepperoni on his ass in months. From his pizza oven DJ gig. So let's see. James here. So they're talking to Brittany.
James is obviously the Calvin of this group. But Calvin is Calvin, right? Brenda's boo, you know, Pearl's like grandson. Calvin?
Yeah. But
Calvin.
I think James is still just James even on 227. He's like, what up, Mary? What a fun box.
Hey girl. Hey Sandra girl.
I'd like a little credit for discovering Pearl in the window. She was just an old lady in the window. Now she's an old lady in the window with an album, girl.
I got a new knot at 227. It's called See You Next Stoop.
See you I on like the stoop. To sing my first set in under 7 in under 13 minutes. Lester's home, Mary. Lester's home.
Mary. Ain't nobody feeling like I'm feeling you, Mary. Ain't nobody feeling like I'm feeling about you.
Okay, so they're like, how are you, Brittany? She's like, that's it, I'm sad man, silverware roll. And Lisa's like, would you like some time off? And she's like, no, I grew up on a farm, okay? On a farm, you oversleep, you don't feed them chickens. The 7 days, you're going to have a bunch of dead chickens. Just get on with it.
How many times did her family put a bunch of dead chickens in her room and she wake up, she's like, oh my God, I've been asleep for 20 days. How many times did they prank her?
Until she learned that lesson.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm feeding the donkey, and he still left me.
They call me Britt Van Winkle. So Brittany's like, I just want to have fun and put myself first. And by have fun and put myself first, I want to be sad and be with JX.
By put myself first, I mean finish these silverware rollers before I eat my french fries.
So now we go to the Toms are at a store looking for uniform ideas. They're just looking at clothing and stuff. And Tom Sandoval's very excited about Tom. He's like, dude, I've been dreaming about opening my own bar. Like, I'll be drinking my cocktails at my bar under my ceiling with my scorpion bite, with my vests and my shoes and my planks and my Nicolines.
And the shirts are $120. Like, what the hell? Just have you heard of the Army Navy store?
It's okay. Just inspiration, okay? Just going for inspiration.
Here's how you staff a store, okay? Here's how you dress everybody, because I've done that before. Here's how you manage a fucking restaurant. You go to the Army and Navy store, you say, what is polyester and $10? And then you tell your waiters to go buy it. And that's it. That's why every waiter wears Dickies, Frankenstein shoes, and really uncomfortable shirts that you can never see sweat through.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, because Tom's like, dude, I want something that looks sexy on the bartenders. I want it to be the opposite of pump, you know? I'm like, good luck with that with Lisa. She's like, I put in a pendulum and you'll all be wearing lavender shirts unbuttoned with a bow tie half strung around your neck.
I've decided older men are going to wear little napkins taped to their booty hole.
Pump up. It's the opposite of pump. Pump up.
So, Mr. Pamuk.
Over at Lala's performance.
Wait, before we go to Lala's, we have to give a shout out to Tom Schwartz, who finally kind of said what we've all been saying for a few seasons now, which is that well, because they're talking about Brittany and Jax, and Schwartz is like, ah, oh, well, if she goes back to Jax, she gets zero empathy or sympathy. Like, Jax had a reputation, and she knew it, and she knew what she was getting involved with. I was like, thank you. I mean, not to always blame the victim, but...
Yeah, except that he just fucking cheated again 2 months ago himself, and he's basically describing why he'll never... Like, why Katie's going to have to put up with it for the rest of her goddamn life.
Well, he knows that if Katie were to leave him and then come back, she would be an idiot, too.
And, yes, you just described their entire arc on the show. Thanks.
So now over at the Phoenix for Lala's big performance... And they're getting ready, and Stassi's barking at someone named Alex to set up votives. It's like, votives, votives, votives. And Lala walks in, and there's, like, a little table that has, like, a few centerpieces on it and some pictures of her and, like, three votives. She's like, oh, my God, this looks amazing. It's, like, Madison Square Gardens. Oh, my God. It's, like, it's like three votive candles. Come on, relax.
This is so crazy that it's different from Pump. It's all the stolen flowers from Pump and all the candles. It's like Diana. It's like Diana putting everything out.
So they, like, Stassi probably hired someone to hold a giant spoon and be like, it's a pendulum. Just, like, swinging it.
So Lisa FaceTimes, because now she's, like, she's got Lala pride now. So she's like, FaceTime. It's like, oh my God, Lisa's FaceTiming me.
Yeah. And Lisa negs her immediately. She's like, why haven't you got your makeup on?
And Lala's like, why aren't you staying on screen? She's like, Nicolaine is holding the camera while I swing back and forth. Oh, this amazing pendulum.
I'm in the hands of the maestro.
So then we get to the performance, and James is all mad that the boyfriend isn't coming, Daddy. And he's like, well, if I was the boyfriend, I would be the one showing up at the premiere. I'm like, but you're not, and you're still here. So
this is also after James has, again, waxed nostalgically about having discovered Lala in the wilds of Los Angeles. He's like, I discovered her. I found her. I made her the star that she is. I'm gonna take all the credit for success. Yes, I'm the one who crafted her into the sort of recording artist that can do a 13-minute set at a bar somewhere in Los Angeles.
So then you discovered a hostess. They can't even move. Like, they can't even move from their spot. You know what I mean?
So we got to see a bunch of people walking in. James arrives with not only his dad, but Raquel. And Raquel's, of course, like, she's just never been around so many votives, and you can see it's blowing her mind. She's like, whoa.
It's like resetting all of your circuits. She's like, this is nice.
What are those? The votives, girl. Oh, my God. They should vote, too. Yay.
And James's dad is like, you're paying, right, son? This time, Dad. Just this time.
Logan showed up. Even Logan was there.
I know. Logan with his original nose before it got broken by James. All the hugs on this show.
Yeah.
And he's like, James is like, you never know who's going to be in the crowd in Los Angeles. They could be a record executive. They could be a mayor. There could be anyone who's like, woohoo, here's a stack of money, here's a stack of bills, boy.
You never know who could be there. It could be the checkout guy from Pavilions, girl. It could be Steven Spielberg. Steven Spielberg
himself.
It could be
Steven Spielberg. It could be a Cornhusker. You never know.
It could be a little man who drives around on a scooter. It could be a bike messenger.
Or it could be the Lala squad. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Lala comes with her squad. She's like, it's my squad.
Ah. Yeah, squad. Also, we finally got to see Sheena for the first time in nearly two episodes, because she wasn't in last week, and this is her first appearance. She shows up with Adam. She's like, I feel short tonight. And Adam's like, you feel short? She goes, yeah.
I'm glad they left that in.
It was a really scintillating conversation between them. It was like watching David Mamet, honestly. So Brittany shows up. Her tits are just out. And she's like, yeah, I'm out here at Lala's performance. I'm just thinking about myself for once. I'm putting myself first for once. Blah, blah, blah. First.
Like, yeah, okay. I'm like, is there something about bras and self-love? Like, what is it? I don't know what it is. But put one on, lady. You look freezing. Poor Brittany. I just always want to give her a shawl.
Yeah. A shawl.
You guys, I'm always in my meme.
I don't do work like that. I don't do anything with shawls or buckets or anything like that. No shawl, not shovel.
I love Shawls of Sunset. It's this story about all these people who moved here from Iraqian, and they wear blankets around their shoulders. Great show. Great show.
And then when they talk, you're like, Shaw.
They all sleep late, though. I'll bet they've got a trail of dead goats behind them.
For 20 days. So now Lala starts singing, and it's like a lot of like, boy, 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 hi. Boy,
I want to get with you, boy. Bye, I want to get with you, boy. Bye.
It's like, God, Trixie Monocle is sitting in her recording studio now watching this like she just won 10 Grammys. It's basically like Adele sitting there watching, I don't know, I'm trying to think of someone lame. Like Tiffany. It's like Adele watching Tiffany do a concert in a mall. You know, yeah. Trixie's like, oh, can I get with you, boy? Good one, Lala.
But she's roiling with jealousy because Lala actually gets to be on TV. Trixie's like, all right, Paul, scrap the album. We're doing something new. It's called Boar.
Boar with the game plan.
Boar with the game plan. What you going to do? Make some flan. Game plan. I like that one, Paul. Lock it.
So basically Lala is doing a set in under 13 minutes, and she's got all these costume changes. It's like a bathing suit, but then a bathing suit with like a jacket, and then a bathing suit with a belt. Like, I love that the bathing suit is so consistent in this 13 minute set. And Sheena's like, don't want to know that, but I'm Joe, because like I love Lala, but like that could be me, and it reminds me, like, I could get back to the studio. Like, we had Good as Gold Part 2. And we can also do like a what's her song?
Can you freak bitch remix?
DJ Mustard. Can you freak bitch? Can you freak bitch? Can you freak bitch? That's a remix. That's part two.
Is it me? I did not know that there was a Good as Gold Part 2. Gooder and Golder. Lala does a set in 13 minutes, but Rob can do a set in like 7 minutes or less. I timed him.
I'm saving up so Trixie Monocle can write me a song called Still Got the Barker Lounger. Still Got the Barker Lounger. Still Got the Barker Lounger.
I can't believe she would leak that song before it was ready.
So then we get to the old classic.
Like I'm feeling you.
Like I'm feeling you. Raquel's like, yeah.
I'm just a boy who's living in L.A. I've had some ice cream when I stopped drinking. I've discovered Lala in a swimsuit. Discovered Lala in a swimsuit, and all the girls are like, yeah, it's like a mini little puddle of white girls lifting their hands up like, yeah, you're killing it.
Puddle of white girls. And Raquel is like, yay, first votives, now this, whoa.
Slow cello.
Yeah, it was. I just played slow cello. Or I just played Phoenix. I'm like, no, you played the Phoenix. You've not played Phoenix, like Watcher Crappens will be. So now they're all like hugs, and Stassi's like, I'm like impressed. Like, I'm like impressed. Like, this is way better than Sheena. And you see like a flashback of Sheena being like, Frank, bitch.
Oh, that was so funny. She's like, yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot like Sheena AF, which is just like some whore, like some hoe and panties lip syncing to track. Melissa.
Yeah, in a tutu.
Wasn't that also the night that everybody was like totally against Stassi and Sheena was the only one nice to her? Oh, memories. Probably.
Yeah, but it was funny watching Sheena dance. It looked like someone played footage in reverse of her. Like, she'd been like making IKEA furniture on the floor and was getting up to stretch her legs, but they played it in reverse, so it was her getting down.
Al wrench. Okay, we're gonna do Al wrench part two.
I think the poang's almost ready.
So Lala's like, that was amazing. Yay feminism. Let's just make this one big unified pussy thing.
Like, yay. And Sassy's like, seriously? That was so good, Lala. And Lala's like, oh my god. Like, the fact that all you fellow pussies were here at Pussy Fest, it's, like, amazing. And then Lala's like, I feel like I've finally found my place. At long last, I'm, like, in with the girls. Oh, my God. I'm like, yeah, enjoy it now. Next season, they're coming after you again.
Yeah. Stassi's like, well, take some credit because all of these relationships you worked really hard to get. I mean, like, Katie, you got her to get on a private plane. So, you know, that was a lot of work. So, congrats.
Oh, God. So then the Toms are talking and they FaceTime Jax because he's been apparently texting Brittany. And he's like, sorry, I was asleep. And they're like, where's... And he's like asking about where Brittany's staying or whatever. It was sort of like a nothing. I don't know why I'm even mentioning it.
Well, I'm surprised because I thought it was going to be a shit starter scene where they're going to be like, look, bro, Brittany's talking to Adam and she's not wearing a shirt. Like cuts to them and Adam's just staring at her boobs like with his dumb face like.
Yeah. And he's but instead, Jack's just like ready to go back to sleep, probably because he was getting a blowjob at that very moment. He's like, OK, see you later, guys. So Adam is like fully like on Brittany, and he's saying things. Brittany's like, Adam is a southern gentleman. He's a real gentleman. He's really good at southern hospitality. And he's like, here's to honor. If you can't fuck in her, fuck on her. Great. And Jax, meanwhile, is now regretting. He's having, I don't know if it's buyer's remorse, seller's remorse, more like it. He's just like, he's like, I thought things would be better, but things are worse now. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So let's see here. Jack's trying to stay. Your note says Jack's trying to stay strong, but quote, this is really hard. Unquote.
Oh, I didn't know if you were officially using my notes yet. That's exciting.
I'm just kind of glancing at them so I don't steal stuff, just to know where
you
we
can
are.
Steal. You can steal. I don't care.
No.
Yes. Wait, what was the thing that you just said about Jax? That I said.
Jack's trying to stay strong, but quote, this is really hard, unquote. It's just what happened, but it's just so funny because that's so Jax. He's like, just trying to stay strong. I'm like,
So then Lala pulls aside James and is like, hey, Kendi, I just want you to know, like, you gave me the confidence to sing. You saw something in me, and I'm like, forever grateful. This pussy is grateful to you, and it's taking it like a champ.
My pussy takes the D and the hell belly and the D and the D and the D D D. He's like, you're special. You're still special, Lala.
You're not good enough. You're special. You're special. Lowenstein.
You gave me the confidence to know that I have a voice. So next I have Jax at therapy, is that right?
Yeah, so is this part where you need me to fill you in? Because it actually is pretty chill.
Yeah, I just saw the coming up next, and he's the therapist. He's like, and she's like, oh my God, you're crying.
She basically says three things. So he shows up at the therapist, and he also is like skinnier, which makes me think this was shot like way after the fact, because he's been working out a lot, according to his Instagram. And so he starts telling the therapist about... you know, he's a little hungover because he was drinking in his hotel last night and he ended things with Brittany. And then he tells us that, you know, Kelsey's been away and that's been really hard for him. So he has to see therapist Lindsay instead because it's like the next best thing. But obviously he needs his Reiki. He needs to be tapping some rock on his rock, you know, because he's like losing it. So the therapist is like, I see tears in your eyes. He's like, yeah. Jalapenos, am I right? I tried to pick them all off. So while he's with a therapist, we then cut to Brittany. Brittany and Ariana go to the apartment, the old apartment. And Brittany is she's moving out, so she brought Ariana with her in case Jack shows up. So Brittany's upstairs changing her clothing, and Sheena comes over. So it's the three of them. And Sheena's like, wow, Brittany seems calm and collected. That's, like, really great. You know what else is calm and collected? Rob. He's, like, so calm and collected. And he can, like, collect things really well. Like, when it's, like, church time, he can, like, take that plate around and, like, get all the money in, like, 7 minutes or less. It's, like, crazy. He's, like, so good at it. He's, like, so wise.
Sheena's just walking around with a clipboard taking stock of everything of Jax's she's going to sell at the divorce closet.
Yeah.
Like, could you hold that remote control straight so I can get a clear picture of it for the divorce closet?
So now Jax is saying that he's been texting Brittany because and saying he's been kissing her ass, like she's the best, he made a mistake, yada yada. So Brittany tells us, she goes, and this is the joke that I thought you were making earlier, she goes, you know what? In the next relationship, I'm going to make sure that I rule the roost. That's a country thing, you know, because, like, roosters, like, have, like, they rule things. She, like, explains what rule the roost means. So when you made the biscuit thing, that's why I explained what a biscuit was, because I thought you were making a rule the roost joke.
In the next relationship, I'm not going to risk it, biscuit.
So we're back with Jackson, the therapist, and he's just full of regrets, and he just starts saying, she's saying nothing. She's just staring at him like, what is this person? And has he had work done on his nose? So he's like, I just had to break up. I had to. I suck at relationships. I'm just terrible at it. I suck. And she's like, oh, okay, that's our hour, you know.
Well, that's what real therapists do. They just let you talk and, you know, don't call you a fucking narcissist asshole after, you know. Or yeah. Then they, like, write you a prescription for something.
Yeah. So that's where
good therapy, people. Okay, get some.
Yeah. So that's where we're at with Vanderpump Rules. And next week, it looks like Jax may be getting fired, although I'll believe it when I see it. So we'll see. We'll see. Season finale next week. I wish there was, like, 10 more episodes before that, but...
Well, don't worry. There's probably 19 reunions to fight about all of this again.
There should be. This is definitely a 3-reunion-worthy season.
Rule the roost!
All right, everybody. That brings us to the end. We will be back tomorrow with probably a much shorter podcast because it's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion part one. So
yeah.
I don't know how much we can talk about that, but you never know. It could be 30 minutes. It could be 3 hours. Who knows?
Who knows? But by the time our podcast is live, those Philly tickets will be on sale. So go get them.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Get us called part two.
Bye.